听力课堂，听 class.com。
Be desperate to do， 这本身是表示绝望，但我们用在这个短语当中，表示非常的渴望啊。那么我们也可以用什么形式呢 ？Prefer to do， would like to do， 啊 ，would rather do， would sooner do， got it？ 啊 ，would prefer to do， 这都是。比较无论在书面语言还是口语当中我们都比较常用的那么在书面语句结构当中表示深深的被吸引而具有强烈的一种愿望被 tempted to do Let's say Such a person cannot resist the temptation to do so Got it? 他是不能够抗拒这么做的诱惑、啊、好你来翻译语句我特别渴望能够买下这条漂亮的裙子我抗拒不住这种诱惑力你可以表达I can't resist the temptation to buy the beautiful dress. 那么在书面语言当中不妨用这个被动语态 I'm quite tempted to buy the beautiful dress.、啊、or I'm particularly tempted to buy the beautiful dress.、啊、那么那个副词你根据需要去进行选择就可以了、啊。所以他们特别想 okay, so they are desperate to finish.Or they are eager to finish, they are anxious to finish a job before setting out. If no accidents occur on the way, what? To keep appointment. 那么在赴约的路上如果没事发生的话 like punctured tires, 被扎破了的轮胎注意被动这个过去分词形式 diversion of traffic, 因为堵车而绕道或者是因为交通问题而绕道 sudden descent fog 或者是突然下的雾还要注意 descend 我们刚刚学完降临夜幕很快降临了 darkness descended very soon、right? descend 的名词形式注意它的词形啊大雾、啊、突然下了大雾 they will be on time 那么他们会很准时好这里的 on time 替换了上文的什么 keep punctuality right所以运用同义词了它是从正面的角度上来讲那么换一个表达方式我们不妨运用 If there were accidents they wouldn't keep punctuality Do you think so? Yeah. 如果有意外事故发生显然就不能够、准时赴约了 They are often more industrious useful citizens than those who are never late 所以这些人和一般的人从来不迟到的人相比他们更勤奋更是有用对于社会有用的公民 Why? Just because they are often tempted to do their work okay? Before keeping their appointments Don't you think so? 因为在赴约之前总是想把自己手头的工作做完、yeah. And if youHave nothing to do. Of course, I think you can keep your appointment on time. But I should say, you are not such a person, a useful person as the people we talked in our text, right? 那么显然你就不像我们课文当中所提到的这些人物，对于社会是那么的有用。所以他从这两方面通过具体的实例来说明一个什么问题呢？ Some people.Can be forgiven because of what they do. 因为他们的所作所为，他们是可以被原谅的。Even though they are unpunctual, 即便他们不守时，对。Okay, in my opinion, if you cannot come here on time, you are not forgiven. Why? Because your major task nowadays is to study in the heart, right? Yeah.所以你现在不能给我很找到一个很好的借口假如你迟到了的话为什么你现在的任务就是什么才学英语 right? OK So if you didn't keep punctuality for your class you would not be forgiven Got it? And the over punctual can be as much a trial to others as the unpunctual OK, recite the sentence 把这句话要背熟那么作者谈论到这个守时他也谈论到了什么不守时 yeah, unpunctual okay? And then the writer illustrates the over punctual 那么他还谈论到什么呢？ The over punctual. The over punctual means what? You always keep your appointment too early. Yeah. And you are asked to visit your friend at 8 o'clock in the morning, but you visited your friend at 7 o'clock and your friend is still in bed sleeping. So your friend must be very embarrassed at that moment, right? 所以如果你要是到的太早的话，这也是和不守时一样让人讨厌的事儿。注意这个结构依旧是用 can be 句型对客观事实进行陈述。As much a trial to others as the unpunctual. 你注意形容词和定冠词的搭配所起到作用就是名词，形容词名词化了啊。注意对比 the over punctual, the unpunctual. OK, 把这个句型要背熟啊。Much 在这里是用来加强语气啊。As much a trial as the unpunctual.The guest who arrives half an hour too soon is the greatest nuisance. 所以说早到了半个小时的客人，那么这种人他是最让人讨厌的了。好，这个 nuisance 代替了上文的什么 trail. OK. Some friends of my family had this irritating habit. We know. The over punctual is irritating. 作者虽然没有直截了当地说 The over punctual is irritating.但是他却表达了这个含义，为什么呢？我家里有一些朋友，他们就有这种让人恼怒的习惯。Irritating habit refers to the over punctual, right? The only thing to do was ask them to come half an hour later than the other guests. 好，这句话要背熟。Let's see. I can do nothing but ask them to come half an hour later.所以我对此也别无选择，只能是让他们比别的客人晚到半个小时 right? OK. 但是我们采用了一个强调句式结构 The only thing to do. 那么这种方法的写作方式远比说 I can do nothing 要正式强烈的多啊，它主要是在论述客观事实。我呢也只能是这样来帮帮你了。好，这句话应该怎么来表达？The only thing to do, okay? The only thing to do what? 我只能是这样来帮帮你。So the only thing to do is help you in this way. Got it? 同学们可能注意到这个，细心的同学可能会注意到一个问题。同学们想想看，我的工作是教书 ，my job is teaching， 或者表达为 my job is to teach。你要知道。做表语的表达方式无非是名词、形容词、动名词、不定式、名词性从句 ，right？ 但你发现这个 was 和 ask 是直接连在一起，那 to 哪儿去了？省略了啊？为什么可以省略呢？条件只有一个：如果当不定式做表语的时候，主句结构当中也出现了不定式，做表语的不定式 to 符号应该略掉，以避免重复。记住不定式做表语，如果主句当中也出现不定式，那么这个 to 表语中的不定式 to 符号应该省略。所以我们刚突出了我所能做的只能是这样来帮你了。 The only thing to do is help you in this way. Got it? 好，再次翻译一个简单语句。我想你做的事也就是帮帮我，我想让你做的事也就是帮帮我，怎么来表达？ What I want you to do 出现了 to is what help me to help me 那 to 我们必须要略掉啊，这能略掉就必须要略掉啊。OK, then they arrived just when we wanted them. 所以他们在我们想让他们到来的时间呢，恰恰就到了啊。这里的 just 用来加强语气。Okay, so in the first paragraph, the writer illustrates that punctuality is a necessary habit. And only those important people, such as the intellectual or people who are kept occupied by their important job can be forgiven. Got it? 所以作者在第一自然段主要是论述一个什么问题呢？这种守时是很重要的，而只有那些知识分子或者是做一些重要工作的人们，如果他们不守时，这是可以被原谅的呀。好，那么从反面上来讲呢， So in another way we know unpunctuality is irritating, right? And furthermore, the over punctual or over punctuality is irritating alike. Got it? 所以说不守时它让人烦，那么你来的太早也让人烦。那么从这两方面作者的意图是什么？ What does the writer aim at? What does the writer aim at? 他的意图是什么？他的这个目的是什么？ OK, what? He just wants to illustrate, to show that punctuality is quite important. Got it? 那么只是想说明这种守时是相当重要的。Why? Most people are common, right? 大多数人都是普普通通的人， so we must keep punctuality. 所以你发现它是从反面的角度去讲解啊。OK, now let's study the second paragraph. If you are catching a train, it is always better to be comfortable early than even a fraction of a minute too late. 它是从另一方面不同的情况去论述这个 punctuality 了。Yeah. Of, you know, the over punctual is irritating as what? Unpunctual.那么来的太早和不守时一样的让人烦。The over punctual is as irritating as the unpunctual. But on some occasions, we'd better keep what? Over punctuality. 懂这意思？然而在某些情况下，在某些特定的场合，我们必须还是要怎么样？不仅仅是守时的问题。So only keeping punctuality is not enough.On some occasions, we'd better what? Be over punctual. 我们必须要早到一点啊。That is quite different from what? Keeping punctuality.